In this country, President Bush is calling for a national strategy to help the nation meet more of its own energy needs. In a speech yesterday, he offered some new proposals and repeated some he's made in the past, but he admitted that these policies will not push down energy prices anytime soon. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
Gasoline now averages $2.22 a gallon. Crude oil selling for twice as much as it did 2 years ago. And the president acknowledged that Americans want relief. But he said this problem won't be solved overnight.
Our supply of energy is not growing fast enough to meet the demands of our growing economy. Over the past decade, our energy consumption has increased by more than 12%, while our domestic production has increased by less than 0.5%.
So, he said, the U.S. has become more and more dependent on imports. Mr. Bush said the nation could produce more of its own gasoline if it had more refineries.
There have been no new oil refineries built in the United States since 1976. And existing refineries are running at nearly full capacity.
The president suggested that new refineries could be built on former military bases. John Felmy, chief economist at the American Petroleum Institute, welcomed that idea.
Well, it could potentially solve some of the siting problems. If you have a large base that is already a large industrial facility, in effect, that's what bases are, you have perhaps a more willingness to put a different industrial facility on there rather than a new industrial facility.
But local opposition to new plants is just one hurdle. Another is the price tag. Aaron Brady of Cambridge Energy Research Associates says building new refineries is risky and not particularly profitable.
It may cost something like $3,000 per barrel of capacity to expand an existing refinery, whereas it would cost several times that to build a brand new refinery.
So, he says, companies may go on upgrading capacity at existing plants rather than building new ones. The president said the nation would also need more alternatives to fossil fuels.
Nuclear power is now providing about 20% of America's electricity, with no air pollution or greenhouse gas emissions.
He pointed out that no new nuclear power plants have been ordered since 1973 and suggested that the government should provide risk insurance to companies willing to build them. Spokesmen for the nuclear industry say this might help. Critics, including Ana Aurelio of U.S. PERG, counter that the industry's already benefited from government-funded research and development, liability caps, and expedited permitting.
It's hard to imagine how the federal government could do more than it already has done for the nuclear industry, short of just going ahead and building the plants themselves.
In addition to producing more power, the president said the nation will still need to import more. To meet demand for natural gas, he said, it will need many more terminals where liquid natural gas, or LNG, can be unloaded from ships, turned back into gas, and fed into pipelines. Local groups have stymied efforts to get these built. U.S. PERG's Ana Aurelio says LNG terminals shouldn't be put in densely populated areas.
A terrorist attack on an LNG tanker could create a hole in the tanker, and then if the spill from that were ignited, it would create a thermal blast that would set buildings on fire and melt steel up to a quarter mile away.
Industry groups say these fears are exaggerated. They agree with President Bush that federal regulators should have the final say over where LNG terminals can be located. Finally, the president said the government should harness new technologies to make homes, cars, and appliances more fuel efficient.
Technology is the ticket. Is this nation's ticket to greater energy independence?
Mr. Bush repeated calls for tax credits of up to $4,000 to encourage consumers to switch to gas electric hybrid and clean diesel automobiles. The House of Representatives has drafted an energy bill which provides tax breaks and subsidies to boost energy production, but omits some of the president's proposals for encouraging conservation. The Senate is expected to begin work on its version of the bill soon. The president says he hopes the legislation will reach his desk by summer. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.
Thank you.